Tuesday and Wednesday, Parashas Shlach, Shir 3:13. We were discussing previously what the Chafetz Chaim said to the censor regarding how we view a guy. Reb Ruvein Melamed Zatzal writes an interesting story about the Chafetz Chaim, an interesting minig that the Chafetz Chaim used to have every morning. Before he made the bracha Shalai Asani Guy, he would think for a moment, does he have any netia? Does he think even a little bit like a guy? Or does he act a little bit like a guy? And after the Chafetz Chaim would go through everything that he does and realize that he has nothing to do with the guy, then he would make the bracha Shalai Asani Guy with simcha, thanking the Rabbeinu Shel Olam that he has no shaychus to the guy. He is totally separate from the guy. And this is something that we do every single day. We make the bracha, Shalai Asani Guy. Do we even stop for a moment and think that we're separate, that we're special, that we're unique? And even more than that, the Chafetz Chaim is teaching us. It's not just the fact that we're not a guy. Part of the point is that we don't follow the guy. We don't appreciate what the goyim appreciate. We don't look up to what the goyim look up to. We don't aspire to advance in the goyish world. We are a yid, and our hatzlacha is what the Rabbeinu Shalom considers hatzlacha. It's not money, it's not power, it's not fame. It's ruchnius. It's what the Rabbeinu Shalom considers success. That's also included in Shalai Asani Guy. And therefore, next time we make the bracha Shalai Asani Guy, stop for a second and appreciate, first of all, that Baruch Hashem, we are not a guy. But more than that, think, what can we remove from our attitude? How can we avoid having any connection at all with the guy? Shalai Asani Guy. We have nothing to do with the guy.